Hey everybody, today I watched Burnt, starring Bradley Cooper, Daniel Brühl, and Sienna Miller. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I didn't really know a whole lot about the film. It doesn't have a very good rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's in the 20s, something like that. I have tried to stay away from reading actual reviews other than just those aggregate numbers. I didn't really know what to expect. Luckily, I enjoyed it, mostly for the characters and the development and evolution of their relationships with each other. And the story isn't super complex, and I feel like there were parts that could have been either explained a bit more or shown a little bit more on screen, so that we'd be more invested in what's happening with that. But that aside, there were quite a few surprises in the story that kept me very interested in what's going on. And by the end, I did like all of the characters. In the beginning, I didn't really care about Adam Jones, played by Bradley Cooper. He's kind of a self-important jerk who I didn't want to see him succeed necessarily. But luckily, from very early on, we meet Sienna Miller's character, Helene. And I was rooting for her the whole time, so that was kind of what kept me engaged through the murky beginning parts. And the only other film that I've really seen that is similar to this in any way is Chef, the Jon Favreau independent film that came out last year, I think. The biggest difference between the two is that Chef made me very hungry. Very hungry, because he's making these Cuban sandwiches that look amazing. And this film is filled with fancy, high-end food. I've never really eaten anything like that, so it didn't bring up that type of sense memory of just this delicious, heart-clogging goodness that the Cuban sandwiches made me want. So that's really the only similarity or difference between the two. Very different stories. They're both worth checking out. I think it's a shame that so few people went to go see this film. And really all films that came out in October. It was the worst box office month since 2007. Something like that. It was the worst October since 2007. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was like the worst month of any time of year since then. Nobody went to see anything other than The Martian. I was just really surprised by that, because there's some pretty solid movies. I mean, none were as amazing as The Martian, but I had, I don't know if it came out in October, but Sicario was out there, phenomenal, and a bunch of other movies. Burnt was a lot better than I think it's getting credit for. It has a really, I already may have said this, but not a great score on Rotten Tomatoes. But anyway, I highly recommend it. It's not the best movie out in theaters right now, but it is a pretty good one. And if you are a fan of any of the actors in this, it is totally worth seeing. There is a brief appearance by Uma Thurman, and that is a pretty cool role that was very important for the story, and also This is like my fifth time trying to record this, so I may have already mentioned this, but the main actor from The Americans, he is kind of Adam Jones's main rival, and I really enjoyed watching his scenes. So check it out, Burnt. If not in the theater, you gotta see it when it comes out on home video. And thanks so much for tuning in. You can see more reviews, see and hear more reviews at todayiwatched.com. And let me know what you thought about Burnt by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E. Thanks so much, and I will see you next time.